Georgia turns around and fires more quick. But how did Auburn go undefeated after losing to Vanderbilt 2 years ago? How did they pull this off? And had Auburn been a publicly traded company after this happened, would the SEC have already started an investigation? And by the SEC, I don't mean the Southeastern Conference. Was it brilliant thinking by Jay Jacobs, the athletic director? Anyone, are there any Auburn fans in here, by the way? Are you in for a long hour? Was it brilliant thinking by Jay Jacobs, the athletic director? Anyone who follows this program knows that Jacobs was put in this job 6 years ago to serve as a puppet athletic director to Bobby Lauder, then the head of the Board of Trustees and the chairman of Colonial Bank. And if you haven't been keeping up with Bobby Lauder lately, have any of you been in a Colonial Bank branch in 18 months? The SEC has, and I don't mean the Southeastern Conference. Or was Chizik hired to serve at the whims of a powerful group of people, including Lauder, Jimmy Rain, you know, the yellow feller, as well as Pat Dye, who was run out of Auburn on a rail 19 years ago because of NCAA probation and scandal and has been itching to get back in power ever since, playing critical roles in the firing of both Terry Bowden and Tommy Tuberville. In fairness to Chizik, who's a very nice man, by the way, for those of you who know him or have met him, he went out and did something that was somewhat unexpected. He hired a top-flight group of recruiters, and that was really the only way he could possibly survive because, as anyone knows, Nick Saban is considered the best recruiter in the country and has probably the best recruiting staff. So if you remember the spring of 2009, what did Auburn do? First thing they did, they made headlines. They hired a limousine driver who drove a stretch limo Hummer from one high school to the other. Ingenious? Not really. It's been done before, but it created a buzz. You've all been out of high school a couple of years, or maybe more recently. How often do you remember a stretch limo Hummer coming into your high school? Now, some of you maybe at Mountain Brook, that was a fairly occurrence. Then they held Big Cat Weekend. Remember that? Big Cat Weekend. One of the guys at Big Cat Weekend was Leach Seastrom, who made the news the other day with his recruit in Oregon. He called out Nick Saban at Big Cat Weekend, right there on YouTube. Now, at Big Cat Weekend, they only shattered, by my count, 146 major and minor NCAA rules, but as I'm sure all of you know, it's always better to ask for forgiveness later than to get permission, right? So, that's how they got started. I remember flying to Mobile that year to a charity event. I was on a plane with Kirby Smart, the defensive coordinator at Alabama, and I asked him, I said, like Auburn's really doing well. What's going on? And he said, I don't know. He said, but no matter where we go, no matter what high school we're at, they've already been there. So that told you one thing. They were aggressive. They were not sitting back. They were on the run. And if Alabama had noticed, so had everyone else. Then they hauled in a big recruiting class. And after an up and down 8-5 season, they hauled in a bigger one the next year. Remember some of the prospects that came in? Michael Dyer, remember him? Top running back in Arkansas. You folks are from all over the South and all over the country. Anybody from Arkansas? I didn't think so. But if you grow up in Arkansas, what's your dream? To go to Auburn and be a running back? No. But Michael Dyer decided he wanted to be an Auburn Tiger. And then, Cameron Newton. We know about what happened in Florida. Accused of stealing a laptop. We knew Cameron Newton wasn't that smart when the police showed up in his dorm room. And what did he do with the laptop? He threw it out the window. I went to school a number of years ago. When the campus police showed up at the door, you know what we did? We swallowed it. We didn't throw it out the window. So here you have Cam Newton. So Cam Newton is already in Florida. He's now at Blinn Junior College. And what does Cam Newton want to do? After spending a year in, have any of you ever been to Blinn Junior College? I doubt it. Somehow I don't think your parents took you to a weekend to check out Blinn Junior College before you decided to go to Birmingham Southern. So here's Cameron Newton after a year in purgatory at Blinn Junior College. And what's his dream? Where's he want to go? He wants to go to Mississippi State to be with his ex-coach at Florida, Dan Mullen. But his father made a decision that he should go to Auburn. Very logical. Can you think of a reason? Or since you folks here are interested in business, do you have to come up with 180,000 reasons? I'm not a business expert like you. I have a liberal arts degree from a poor state university. So I want to lean on you here the rest of the way. Another Auburn saying, lean on me. Can you think of all, in all your vast learning, in all your wonderful studies, can you think of a model from the business world that would be comparable to what I've just laid out? The perfect storms happen this easily. Nick Saban's team blew a 24-point lead in the biggest game of the year in late November. He had this process. You've heard about the process. Nowhere in that process does it say blow 24-point leads. But it's built, they're great fundamentals to the Saban plan, as I talked about a year ago, as most of you know by now. There are bumps in the road. Things happen. And this year it seemed like everything happened at Alabama. How do you possibly explain losing in Columbia, South Carolina to Stephen Garcia? He is easily the worst quarterback I have ever seen in this league. How do you explain him having a once-in-a-lifetime experience? It's impossible. How do you explain hitting the million-to-one shot? The million-to-one shot being Les Miles out coaching Nick Saban in Tiger Stadium. And how do you explain Mark Ingram getting stripped, going into the end zone, Trent Richardson dropping a pass when there's nobody within two time zones, Greg McElroy, Mr. Wonderlick, getting sacked and fumbling? How do you explain any of that? But I think you can explain one thing, that it will be put back together again. Do any of you doubt that the process is going to work again at Alabama? Do any of you doubt that Alabama will rise back up in spite of these incredible events that occurred? Is anyone doubt that Alabama's going to be back? Mark Rick, what do you think? Do you feel the same about Auburn? You think Auburn's got the fundamentals put together down there? Do you think they're going to bounce right back and play for the national championship? Do you think they're doing it the right way down there? Or is this a perfect storm of Bernie Madoff and Richard Scrushy all wrapped into one? is this college football's version of a Ponzi scheme? Or as one bespeckled and balding sports commentator said a few weeks ago, will Daniel Moore's print of Auburn's national championship season have to be done in pencil? Will it be erased? I have some pretty good ideas about how this is all going to turn out, but before I get to that, I want to ask what some of yours are. You're the whiz kids. You study this stuff. Help me understand this. If Dr. Q brought two companies in here side by side, like I've laid out here, the blue chip company, which Alabama is, and somewhat of an upstart. I know Auburn's got tradition, but it has been 53 years since the last national championship, so don't overwhelm me with too much of that, okay? So if you tried to use some business models and principles, someone help me here. I'm struggling. Help me understand. Would anyone here argue for Auburn? Would anyone here argue that Auburn has good fundamentals? All the things that you learn, how you build a business, or is today's world so upside down with the changing world that we live in? With so many things happening all at once, with things coming out of nowhere? And who would have predicted Facebook a couple years ago? As crazy as that it was to watch, and as crazy as that movie was to comprehend for some people, it doesn't look like they cut that many corners, do they? Maybe, well, other than stealing the concept from those twins. So tell me, someone take the Auburn side. Someone explain to me how Auburn is going to be okay, how Auburn is going to be all in, how Auburn did it right, didn't cheat, didn't circumvent the system. Anyone? Go ahead.
First of all, I know you say you think that maybe it was a perfect storm, or maybe it was just a fluke kind of thing. Well, I think every national title team has a couple moments in the year that are no one could have predicted are fluke events. Because say Alabama's national title year, who would have thought that Terrence Cody could have jumped a full 6 inches off the ground, all 400 pounds of him, blocked that field goal against Tennessee?
I can't
understand how Terrence
Cody could get up these stairs. Honestly, I'm just that
in every national title year where no one would have predicted it. If it happened 10 times again, it wouldn't happen. And, you can say that about any team that they've had those fluke moments.
Could say that about any team?
Any team that's won the national title, guarantee you there's three or four moments that year that, no one
can. Okay, let me ask you this. Terrence Cody came from junior college, just like Cam did. Any allegations? Anybody, did Terrence Cody's dad get sanctioned for pay for play scheme? I agree with your premise, and you're right. It's fluky. But Alabama won the national championship the year before. Let me think. They were what, preseason number 3 or 4 or 5? Just coming off of a near-perfect season. Ran the table in the regular season. What was Auburn coming off of? Don't you think it looks, again, seems to me that maybe Auburn was going a little quicker down the highway than... But I'm with you on the fluke. Fluke's a key word here. Anyone else want to try the Auburn side? I'm not giving up on this argument. And just for the record, I realize some of you in the back end city, our next game show contestant is wearing an Auburn National Championship hat. You want to stand up and show everyone? Yeah. I can't wait to hear this, okay?
I mean, if your point was it went from 8-5 to 14-0, preseason ranking with Auburn was
24?
20. Okay. 2003, they come out, preseason ranking, they were 20.
So you're telling me that every time Auburn goes undefeated, they come out of nowhere, right?
Well, the preseason ranking in 2004, they were in the 20s.
Okay.
And they come and run the table, and they go undefeated.
And
who could predict Al Borden's with that kind of scheme? I mean, from year to year.
Well, I'm not going to get overly argumentative here about Auburn football in 2003 and 4. But if you remember correctly, in 2003, Auburn was top five team, and they fell apart. It all came apart, and the fact that the coaching was terrible played a big role. And Auburn also had four number one draft choices on the 2014. And you know something about those four players in the 2014 that went in the top? What they had three in the top 9 or 11?
Top 17.
Gene Chizik's calling me. I apologize. I was supposed to tell everybody to turn their phones off. So, I don't buy that argument, because Auburn was supposed to be good in 2003. It wasn't, and they finally got it together in 2004. One other thing happened in 2003. Does anyone remember? They tried to fire Tommy Tuberville, which inspired the team to actually play as well as they were capable of playing. Any more arguments here for Auburn? I'm underwhelmed by the first two.
I'm an Alabama fan, but you could make a case that the publicity that Auburn's getting, I mean, the recruiting class that they got this year was phenomenal as well. So, I mean, they're getting the top recruits just like USC did when they had the Reggie Bush scandal. So, I mean, this Cam Newton thing has gotten them publicity, and they're going to get players. So it's put them on the map, and they're going to have their name out there, and they're going to be able to at least talk to the recruits.
Okay. 0-3. Let's try again.
I'm an objective state of Alabama fan because I want the state of Alabama to be number one all over the country.
By the way, your point is good about survivors for probation, though. It didn't faze Reggie Bush. And really, before you finish, the next model I want to do is how do you turn one of the best programs in the country, one of the most honest programs in the country, who have a coach. Where you have a coach who has a book out talking about the keys to winning, and then you find out that he's a liar, a cheat, and a hypocrite. Does anyone want to guess who I'm talking about? The Ohio State University.
Yeah.
Okay. You helped me. You reminded me of what. It's probably not going to affect Ohio State. Would you agree? That's a good point. I'm going to take you back on the board as a win. I'm taking the 0-3 off the board. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say that it seems that, you know, Gene Chizik brings in a better attitude about Auburn football. I mean, it starts with the coach.
Okay, let's stop. This is all good, but let's go back to the questions I asked. Did Gene Chizik have a plan? Nick Saban had a plan. I'm telling you what, Nick Saban, he's one of the most meticulous people I've ever seen with a plan. He knew what he was going to do. He charted it out. Did Gene Chizik have any idea what he was doing, or did he just sit around and go, let's go back to what I said earlier. I got Pat Dye here, I got the Yellow Feller, I got Bobby Ladder, got all these guys who hired me. And remember something about Gene Chizik, okay? He was on that staff of Tuberville. He knew these people. That's how he got the job. It wasn't because, it's 519, right? He was in the Auburn family. Yeah, are you in the family?
He'd also go undefeated with two different teams as sure. Defensive coordinator. So
he was all in. Did they hire this guy because they knew he would cut corners, or did they think he was going to come up with a business model and a plan that would hold the test of time? And that's really what we're talking about here. Everyone can come up with a fluke. I mean, Butler in basketball last year, where did they come from? I think Oregon's a fluke. Frankly, in football, I think they just Nike'd their way to the top. I mean, were any of you at that game? I have never met a fan base as loony as Oregon's. And I couldn't understand it, and I couldn't remember it. And I'm walking around the suites during halftime, and I run right into Phil Knight. And I'm going, okay, that makes sense. Here you got the most powerful man in all of sports. And he's bankrolling your team. Now, who's going to be next? I know I'm getting way off of my premise here, but is Oklahoma State going to be next? I mean, what's Boone Pickens but $200 million for that program? He can't even buy them a Big 12 championship. But I bet he will at one point. So this is kind of the bigger picture. I don't think anyone told Nick Saban what to do. I can almost guarantee you that Nick Saban didn't take advice from your parents or your grandparents or your friends down the street on how to recruit. Now, did Gene Chizik, did he cut corners? And is this model that he won a national championship with, is it going to hold up? Anyone else? Any other one wants to try to give me an explanation of the Alabama model versus the Auburn model? Sure.
I think there's many theories in business that when a business has the opportunity to act morally or immorally I guess you'd say increase its profits if it's a business or, you know, win a national championship in terms of Alabama, they will, you know, act immorally if, you know, there's no consequences. That, who's that? Play-Doh, maybe?
On that point, let's play a game here for a second. Let's talk about successful businesses. You have Alabama and Auburn. Who would Alabama be? Just because they took that national championship trophy to Walmart on day one. But anyone want to take another shot other than Walmart?
Apple.
Wow. That's pretty good. I don't know. I kind of like Apple more than Walmart. Walmart, it's a little more. Can we, for the sake of argument, say Alabama is Apple?
I think they're quite innovative.
Very, very smart, thinking outside the box with Saban. Here we go. Who's Auburn?
Lehman Brothers.
Lehman Brothers?
Enron.
Hell South. DP. anyone else? Caterpillar? Crashers? I don't know what Auburn is, because the problem is Auburn is a successful entity. It's a good school. It's a nice place to go. I mean, do any of your friends go to Auburn? I mean, they talk about it like it's a religious experience, don't they? I mean, it's just so beautiful. I mean, Auburn people are different. Doesn't make them wrong, but Auburn people are all in. Alabama people are, their world's a little bigger. Auburn. So who's Auburn? Have we come up with one yet?
Colonial Bank.
Colonial Bank, absolutely. Larry Lankford. and here's the problem, because where does Auburn go? I talked a year ago about this. I've never seen anything like the Alabama National Championship. It no matter where you went, people, outside of Auburn, people seemed happy about it. I mean, how many Alabama fans in here? Now, I realize you're all young, but was that not a great experience? Does it seem like this Auburn thing's different? You Auburn fans, are you having fun with it?
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're having to defend it every step of the way? No?
I think Auburn fans support their team no matter how well they're doing. Alabama fans just decide if they're doing well, they're going to support them. If they're not doing well,
I want to give you our phone number to call in this afternoon. did anyone agree with this?
I disagree.
What do you think?
I disagree with it.
You disagree?
No, I said I do agree with it.
You do agree with me.
I'm a Tennessee fan.
Tennessee. I didn't say this earlier, but I assumed that you could tell by my intelligence that I went to Tennessee as well. I can't believe you chose Birmingham Southern over Tennessee. I know it's a tough choice. I chose Tennessee over, I think that was the only school I could get in. Okay, so Are we any further along here on coming to a conclusion? Do we accept that? And by the way, does anyone want to stipulate that Alabama didn't do it right? I don't want to just assume that Alabama is perfect. Pretty close to it, but. anyone? Yeah.
If you're talking about, like, as far as, you know, the whole Cam Newton scam and all that stuff about breaking rules and NCAA, I bet you money every single Division I team breaks NCAA rules. But it's guaranteed. With the recruiting and all that stuff, you just got that, I guess.
I'm shocked to hear that. I'm disappointed that these schools would actually go out there and do these terrible things. Well, I think I agree with you, by the way. Everyone breaks the rules except Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt doesn't. I was about to say very flippantly, they're not that smart, but they really are. They just don't care. I mean, they believe in the academics first. And the problem here is it's a bigger problem than what we're talking about. Are you trying to do it the right way? You're trying to come up with a model? Or are you simply trying not to get caught? In fairness to some of the debate, Nick Saban is not a cheater. He is just very smart. Nick Saban is a big believer in the minor stuff. That I'm going to veer either on the line or over the line with the small stuff, but I'm going to try to avoid the big stuff. Now, there's a difference between bumping a player, as Saban seems to do, 365 days a year. He came up with video I mean, Nick Saban has come up with more things that they've undone. But Auburn tried that as well. The limo, the Big Cat Weekend, they tried to put a stop to that. Is that really what this is about? Is this being smart? Is this being Apple or Microsoft? Is this being Zuckerberg or someone else trying to come up with a new plan? Or did Auburn just sit around and say, we don't really have any chance to catch up to Alabama? Remember back to December of 2008. They hired Gene Shiflett. He's a loser. Remember what the guy said at the airport? We want a leader, not a loser. Gene Shiflett was a loser on the day he was hired. He inspired no one. Did he inspire you?
Thought it was average.
Average. No one thought it was a good decision, as I said. So Gene Shiflett hires Trooper Taylor, Curtis Looper, two great recruiters, by the way. And they get Gus Malzahn, one of the top offensive coaches, if not the best. And they started thinking, how do we compete? Now, did that other group, the Louder and the Yellerfeller and Pat Dye, and who knows, maybe even Milton McGregor, you certainly wouldn't want to accuse him of being involved in helping someone else, particularly if you've read the transcripts in the Larry Langford case. Langford just happened to go to the casino and just happened to win. Could that have happened with Auburn recruits? That maybe Cecil Newton just went down to a casino and boom, he wins. I don't know. I have no idea. I think Milton McGregor is probably too smart for that, frankly. But you have these other three who are desperate to keep up. So you think Pat Dye is going to sit around with Gene Shiflett at the first meeting and go, Coach Shiflett, there's no way we can beat Alabama. Nick Saban's the best recruiter in the country. They're coming off a national. They just came off a perfect regular season. So do you think somewhere in all that, someone said, we've got to cut corners? We've got to manipulate the stock price if you want to transfer it over to business? Or do you think they just outworked Alabama? I don't know. Or did they just get lucky? I mean, Nick Fairley was already there, wasn't he? Or was he was recruited around the same time, I think. Well, yeah. Is it luck? Can you go from zero to 100 without breaking any rules, or do you go from zero to 100 and just hope you don't get caught? Is that really what this is about? It's not. Is it endeavored enough from an imaging standpoint, from a marketing standpoint? So we have to do it a different way. Theory. Which one is it? Does anyone know? Is it? Did they cut corners? Were they all in to win? Did it make any difference? Or did Auburn really have a plan? What do you think? You're an Auburn man.
I don't understand.
Or one more question. If you're an Auburn person,
Do you really care? You won. Does it make any difference if you win? And get away with it? Can you do that in business?
As an LSU fan,
LSU fans are not allowed to speak.
I see it as Auburn may have cut corners to boost their publicity or business plan so that they could get near the level of their competitors being, I guess, a new entity in the market. And then once they get on that level, they can implement a strong business plan to maintain the strength.
So once you get there, you can kind of maybe back up a little bit but keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Kind of like Les Miles is doing.
I think Auburn probably just went ahead and gave their recruiting process as a whole just because they had, because of their expectations, with no consequences. And not only did they have no consequences, but every other team in college football saw that they had no consequences after they left.
Is it possible that the worst thing really happened to Auburn, that they won? They got so big so quickly, they brought all this attention on? Because I'm sure in business, if you kind of stay under the radar screen a little bit, you're not going to create as much attention. And I think Auburn, I don't think they thought they were going to. Do you think anyone at Auburn really thought they were going to win the national championship in 2 years? Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah.
The thing about when you, if they did cut corners, it's going to come out eventually because it's not sustainable in business or in football to keep cutting corners. You keep having to do more and more. So if they did cut the corners like people were assuming they did, then it's going to come out similar to USC.
Do you think in business though do the same rules apply though? Can you be that successful in business without? It's maybe tougher in business than in sports, but we're all okay. So this is the point in the class where we have to come to a conclusion, right? Is that right, Doc? What someone help me here. What's the most salient question that we need to ask after all this hyperbole, after all this long, drawn-out process?
How much did Cecil get?
Anyone else want to take a shot at the key question we're going to ask here?
Well, I think there's two.
Okay.
Is it going to happen again in terms of them contending for the title again? And two, is their current title going to be stripped?
Most of you are what? How old? 20, 18, 19, 20? So, slaying the percentages. Adding 53 to that number, how many of you think you'll be alive the next time Auburn wins a national championship? I ask that because I think that's part of the question. Do you really care? You've won your championship. You got it early in your life. I mean, Alabama still wants to win the championship from last year. I can't go anywhere. I laid this out for you. Alabama really wasn't far from winning the national championship in 2010. It was Stephen Garcia, it was Les Miles, and it was they were pretty close. They'll be back. They're going to be co-favorite to win the championship in the upcoming season. Auburn's not. So, questions again, you ask. Will they? What were the questions again? Somebody here.
Will they contend again? Will they?
Okay. Will they? You think Auburn will contend again for the national championship within 10 years?
Yes.
Anybody? I think. And the second question was, will this championship be stripped? Let's take a vote. How many people believe the championship will be stripped? How many don't? Pretty even. I actually don't think it will be. I think Auburn will keep this championship because I think the NCAA just has too many other issues. I don't think they'll go back on the Cam Newton case.
They have their investigation, right?
Right. So where are we? Should Auburn, does the message go out that this was okay, that Auburn got away with it? If our conclusions are correct, then Auburn got away with it.
supposed to be still FBI investigations going on multiple different levels throughout Auburn's organization. So.
I think there's a lot more that we'll hear. I just don't think it's ever going to reach the standard that Auburn will lose the national championship. So I guess at the end of the day, is it... And I think, look, those of you who think it's going to be stripped, or I'm assuming you're saying you think they cheated. Right? You don't think they cheated, by the way?
It doesn't matter to me.
that is exactly the point of what this is about.
I question some of the ethics.
Now,
here, but I don't know.
If you don't care, I'm coming down on you. Seem like a nice guy with a bright future as an Auburn fan. But if you don't care what the consequences are, what is going to happen as a result? And that goes for everything that you'll deal with, I think, from here on. In business as well. If you're in a business and things aren't going well and you start cutting corners and you say, oh, I don't care. If you're at HealthSouth 10 years ago and you're not meeting the stock price and you start cooking the books, that's how I think you get into these things. I'm going to go ahead and just lay it out because that's what I'm supposed to do. Saban's got the right idea. Saban's got a plan. He had a model. And there was never any chance that Nick Saban was going to fail, in my opinion. None whatsoever.
You haven't really mentioned Alabama without Nick Saban. It seems to me that if Nick Saban hadn't been there, none of this would have been possible. And really, it's not about Alabama. Apparently, to you, it's about Nick Saban. So I don't really think that...
Okay. Great question again, and I realize that none of you were here last year, but Alabama had 25 years of failure before Nick Saban. I mean, they couldn't get it right. They couldn't do anything right, and they were fortunate. You're right. Nick Saban wasn't...
So,
well, but by the way, because of you, spring break has been canceled. Because we now have about 3 more hours of debate. We'll quickly run through this. Go ahead.
Well, isn't the idea that management is what keeps a business going, keeps a business successful?
Now,
and that's why we hire good qualified management.
Exactly. And the question is, Alabama finally got someone in there who could build the foundation of doing it right. And I think Alabama is back. I think Nick Saban leaves in 2 years, whether it's Kirby Smart, whether it's someone else, I think they've changed the dynamics. Alabama fans expect to win every year. Based on what you're saying, Auburn fans just wanted to win last year, right?
I mean, when the opportunity arises, it's great to take advantage.
I mean, if you're going by a bank and the guard just went out to lunch, go on in and steal the gold, right? And I think that's really kind of where we are. There's no great conclusion, by the way, because it's an opinion. I tried to lay out a case. Maybe some of you think it's a little biased. It's not, of course not. I just think Alabama right now, and that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about 1957 or 2027. We're talking about what's going on right now. Two teams, back-to-back, national championships. Which team did it right? And which team cut corners? Which program has the best chance of survival? And in business, we're not talking about 50 years anymore. We're just talking about surviving. I mean, I don't know what the new business model is, but it's not as long as it used to be. When GM, you knew GM and Ford and IBM were going to be around for 20 or 30 years. I mean, now it's just getting to the end of the year or the end of the quarter. And I think Auburn is very indicative of that. Anyway, I know we're out of time. I can't thank you enough. I want your number for future radio shows. You're outstanding, and so are all of you. Thank you very much.